You're listening to SBS News.
It's estimated 176 million women around the world have endometriosis. One of them is Australian radio presenter Bridget Huswaite.
I was honestly so stoked to have my diagnosis, and I know that sounds like such a weird thing because who wants to have a chronic condition and something that they have to deal with every day? But for me, it was more just that validation and that confirmation that I have answers as to why this pain, you know, was causing me all of this trouble for all these years.
The condition occurs when cells from the inner lining of the uterus grow in other parts of the body. Ms. Huswaite, who is also an ambassador for Endometriosis Australia, says when socialising, she can feel anxious about potential pain.
I think for a long time, there's just been a bit of a, not only a stigma, but just this attitude in society that it is a thing that women just have to put up with and deal with. And that's really not the case. That shouldn't be the attitude towards it.
Often young women are affected, but the exact cause of the condition is unclear. Professor Caroline Gargett from the Hudson Institute wants to use the $3 million Australian dollars funding to closely analyse the role of the risk gene and how it functions.
And the technologies we now have available to us are really quite very high end and will enable us to undertake this type of research, which we think will give a huge understanding in the cause of endometriosis.
It can take up to 10 years to even diagnose endometriosis. Professor Gargett says there is a need for a non-invasive diagnostic test and new ways to treat the disorder. It's hoped this newly funded research will also help develop targeted drugs instead of surgery treatment.
And we've got some evidence that from our unpublished work that there's endometrial stem cells present in the pelvic cavity during a woman's menstruation early on, and we think that those cells then adhere and grow the lesions. And the thing is, they must be different, is what our reasoning is, because they only grow and form lesions in women with endometriosis.
The US Defence Department provided the grant funding because about 20% of the US military is made up of women, and endometriosis costs billions in lost productivity. But Professor Gargett is also worried women suffering severe pain from endometriosis are not being believed when they speak out about their condition.
And it requires quite a bit of education of you know, in schools of our children, of our GPs and the medical profession.
She says it's important to understand how endometriosis develops, but there is also a need for more community awareness. A 2011 UK study into the condition among ethnic groups highlighted cultural differences in how fertility, menstruation and reproduction are perceived. Some Pakistani women who took part in the study felt embarrassed to speak to a doctor about their discomfort, while others in the community said period pain is treated as normal. The authors also found Greek women were the only ones who felt they could talk openly about menstruation. The Australian team will spend the research funding over the next 3 years. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.